This is St. Louis Public Radio. Democrats have long criticized how Republican-controlled states pursue redistricting, a once-a-decade process of drawing legislative boundaries. But Democratic groups haven't been as eager to change the process in Illinois, leading some to wonder if the crusade to revamp redistricting is more about politics than principle. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports.
If there's one thing that's brought together Democratic politicians and liberal pundits like Rachel Maddow, John Oliver, and Al Sharpton, it's disgust over how congressional and state legislative districts are drawn.
Congressional districts shouldn't be drawn for partisan reasons, to make safe seats for Democrats or safe seats for Republicans.
In a democracy, the question of who gets to draw the map should not have as much significance as it currently does.
You know the old expression, if you can't beat them, join them. But Republicans have a new twist. If you can't beat them, cheat them.
It's not just Democrats who are upset with the act of drawing legislative borders to benefit a political party. Illinois Republican Governor Bruce Rauner is also fed up with the practice known as gerrymandering, which he says is ruining politics in his state.
Illinois has some of the most gerrymandered districts in America where it's not competitive. We have our partisan drawn maps so that there's no competition and the politicians don't have to earn votes.
But Rauner hasn't gotten much help to change Illinois' redistricting process from national Democratic groups, such as one led by former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. Holder has targeted states like Wisconsin, Texas, and Virginia, where Republicans drew favorable maps for themselves. Yet Holder's group has said nothing about Illinois, and that makes Rauner literally laugh out loud.
Well, I have some theories on that, but you could probably comment better than me.
Well, the most logical theory is that national Democrats don't want to change Illinois' process because it benefits their party. Here's why. Illinois state lawmakers draw congressional and state legislative districts. Because Democrats controlled the General Assembly, they drew maps that put Republicans at a disadvantage. Rauner supports creating a commission with members of both political parties to draw Illinois' map. But Democrats like House Speaker Michael Madigan defend the current process because he believes it provides the state's Black and Latino populations with robust legislative representation. Others contend that redistricting commissions don't necessarily make line drawing less political. Nate Kennedy is a Democrat from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, who is part of a commission tasked with coming up with state House districts. Kennedy says the bipartisan group faced lots of pressure from Missouri's party officials.
We deadlocked and it went to another panel of judges and for all intents and purposes was drawn in a smoky back room.
Changing Illinois' redistricting process would require a constitutional amendment, and that's a pretty big barrier for voters and lawmakers. After all, sitting legislators have little incentive to change the process, especially when, as Justin Levitt of the Los Angeles-based Loyola Law School points out, a new system affects them.
By 2030, the vast majority of state legislators today are utterly convinced they're going to be governor or senator or president.
One former Illinois state legislator who did become president doesn't believe that any state should be off the hook. During a speech to the Illinois General Assembly last year, then-President Barack Obama said neither Republicans nor Democrats had clean hands on redistricting.
Now, this is something we have the power to fix. And once the next census rolls around and we have the most up-to-date picture of America's population, we should change the way our districts are drawn.
That census Obama was talking about won't begin until 2020. But next year's gubernatorial election could have an impact on Illinois' map. If Rauner is reelected, his potential veto could make maps more favorable to the GOP, even if the process doesn't change. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.